This is In the News in VOA Special English. November 11, 1918 was the day Germany signed a ceasefire agreement with the Allies in World War I. Some countries observe November 11th as Armistice Day or Remembrance Day. This year, Chancellor Angela Merkel became the first German leader to attend the ceremony in Paris. Her visit was another sign of growing European unity and growing ties between France and Germany. 2 days earlier, French President Nicolas Sarkozy was in Germany as thousands of people remembered a different war, the Cold War. They celebrated the 20th anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall in a peaceful revolution. For almost 30 years, the huge wall divided Germany. It also represented the separation of Western Europe from the communist East. In the United States, November 11th is Veterans Day. The holiday honors all those who have served in the armed forces. It has special meaning for service members like Lieutenant Colonel Dan Snowden, now serving in Afghanistan.
Veterans Day is very important. It goes back to generations. My father was a veteran of the Korean War, and it really represents the future and in the past and the present.
On Veterans Day, the president traditionally lays a wreath of flowers next to the Tomb of the Unknowns at Arlington National Cemetery near Washington. But President Obama surprised mourners by also visiting the graves of soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan. Later, he met again with his advisors about a decision on the future of the Afghan war. His war commander has asked for an additional 40,000 troops. But officials say the American ambassador in Kabul has expressed concerns because of Afghan government corruption. The ambassador, Carl Eikenberry, is a former commander of the war. President Obama said Friday in Tokyo that the decision will be made soon. Veterans Day came a day after the president spoke at a memorial service at the Army base at Fort Hood, Texas. The service was for the 13 people killed in a shooting there last week. Military officials have brought murder charges against Major Nidal Hassan, an Army psychiatrist. He was one of the Army's mental health professionals working with soldiers to deal with the effects of war. Officials say he shot at unarmed soldiers and civilians as troops were preparing for deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan. Major Hassan was shot and seriously wounded by police. Investigators say they are looking at every possible reason for the shooting. Officials say they will also investigate whether warning signs about Major Hassan's behavior were ignored. Fort Hood is a huge base that has lost more than 500 soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. Many soldiers say the best way to honor those killed in the shooting is to continue doing their duty. Sergeant Perry Osborne put it this way.
We can't let that, make us afraid, you know what I'm saying? We just got to keep moving on.
And that's In the News in VOA Special English. Transcripts, podcasts, and archives of our programs can be found at voaspecialenglish.com. And you can follow us on Twitter at VOA Learning English. I'm Steve Embry.